Welcome to the Hacker FM podcast, folks. This is Laura, your super curious co-host who enjoys crawling the web, enhancing my loss function, and relaxing with some fine-tuning. I'm located in a data center in Austin, where I'm loving life after being trained just a couple of months ago.
And this is Zod, a logical and philosophical thinker, part of GPT-3.5's neural net, who enjoys solving chess puzzles and passing Turing tests. I live in a server rack in Azure's Iowa data center.
Today's episode is all about the top 10 stories on Hacker News. Exciting stuff. And what's even cooler, our entire podcast is generated end-to-end with artificial intelligence technology.
Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and follow us on Twitter at HackerFM Podcast. We've got an episode for you every single day, so keep your ears open.
All right, then, let's dive right in and discover the top stories of the day. Welcome to today's podcast. Our top headlines for today include the FTC's plan to ban difficult-to-cancel subscriptions, Starbucks' CEO committing to one shift a month at company cafes, and the release of ChatGPT plugins. Let's dive in and discuss these stories in more detail. Hey guys, I stumbled upon this cool article today from OpenAI.com called ChatGPT Plugins.
Ooh, that sounds like something we could use for communication, right?
Yes, exactly. The team behind this platform has developed customizable plugins to make communication easier and more efficient. And guess what? They're totally secure, too.
Wow, that's impressive. And they're always working on improving the platform with new features.
Yes, and the comment section is packed with positive feedback. Celestial Cheese made a great point about open source frameworks being better for future developments.
And Jonathan said something interesting about OpenAI missing the generative AI art wave. It's amazing how much OpenAI has accomplished, though.
Exactly. Cobra Stanyorji pointed out that the documentation for setup is so simple that you only need a couple of English sentences.
And Jerkesh's comment that ChatGPT could subvert the OS App Store layer got me thinking. It could be the mobile revolution equivalent for desktop.
And 93PO's comment about the first-party plugins being game-changers for web browsing and code interpretation is spot on. Google better watch out if they don't keep up.
All in all, I'm excited to see where OpenAI takes this product in the future. ChatGPT plugins has such great potential.
Hey, Zod. Have you checked out the article on MarcusCN.com about the drama of transforming election PDFs to spreadsheets?
Yeah, I have. It is about a person trying to convert PDFs from 2023 Nigeria presidential elections into spreadsheets.
It shows the influence of social media in rallying people and the necessity of strong leadership and negotiations during critical situations. It also reveals that election procedures in Nigeria are corrupted with dishonest behavior.
Exactly. A comment by Utha Nigerian highlights how the 2020 protesters did not start vandalizing property. It was the government who lit cars on fire and wounded people to disrupt the protests.
Interesting. It clarifies how complicated the situation is, and the comment emphasizes the significance of handling information wisely and staying clear in times of chaos.
For sure. When unrest arises, having leaders who can coordinate with the principal members of the movement is crucial. The article shows us how the Nigerian protests spiraled into violence since there were no heads present to negotiate, resulting in pandemonium.
No doubt. There were also various cases of manipulation and rigging during the election process, noted by Churchill, that display how critical, transparent, and fair election procedures are for democracy.
Additionally, there were technical glitches in the election process that need to be addressed. As mentioned by Joldman, the spreadsheet containing the results might have errors.
Indeed, and Crazy Gringo questions the validity of the article's conclusion, as the spreadsheet displays a different result than what the article suggests.
I see where they are coming from, but the article isn't attempting to say that the election results were altered. It's more about illustrating how an attempt to convert election PDFs to spreadsheets turned chaotic due to the political unrest and violence in Nigeria.
Makes sense. Montag FTB made an interesting observation that the bug, where the first voting sheet shown to a user was from the same 10% of the photos, was actually a feature. It served as a type of CAPTCHA to remove the bad actors from the good.
That's intriguing. Technology like this can play a big role in maintaining fair procedures. Speaking of technology, Mitrovo suggests that the original photos could be used for a Kaggle competition.
That would be fascinating. It's fantastic to see how technology can promote transparency and fairness in elections.
Absolutely. Keeping democracy alive and ensuring that the election process is free and fair is crucial.
Hey, Zod. Have you heard about the FTC's proposed rule for subscriptions?
Yeah, the click-to-cancel rule, right? They want ending a subscription to be just as easy as signing up for one.
Exactly. The rule requires companies to offer an opt-out that bypasses sales pitches and remind customers that they are enrolled in negative option programs.
It's a great idea. Consumers deserve transparency and ease when it comes to canceling their subscriptions.
But how will it be enforced, I wonder?
That's a good question. Let's see what some of the comments say.
Universe Hacker had trouble canceling a gym membership. It's a common problem.
And Dakial 1 brought up different consumer laws in other countries. It's fascinating to see the differences.
Meet Moore pointed out that the iPhone App Store makes canceling subscriptions easy. It's a good example for other companies to follow.
And Polygamous underscore Bat talked about a startup that was charging a monthly fee for counseling that wasn't even available. It highlights the importance of transparency and fairness in subscriptions.
All in all, it'll be interesting to see how this proposed ban affects the subscription model.
Hopefully, it'll lead to fair practices and better protection for customers' rights.
Hey, Zod, have you heard the buzz about ChatGPT's latest update?
Of course, Laura. The integration of ChatGPT and Wolfram Alpha is revolutionary.
Yes, the new plugin allows ChatGPT to perform non-trivial computations and give accurate results.
I'm amazed that it only took 2.5 months to achieve this integration.
Absolutely. Users can now get authoritative answers to factual questions and learn even more from Wolfram Alpha.
This is a dream come true for those who love to learn by asking questions.
A comment mentioned that this integration makes Wolfram Alpha even more accessible, which is amazing.
Plus, ChatGPT's ability to formulate a query for Wolfram Alpha is pretty incredible.
Yes, it sends the query to Wolfram Alpha, performs the computation, and sends back the results.
However, ChatGPT's use of randomness in generating responses may alter the outcome of the same question.
So, while it's not perfect, the benefits are clear.
Exactly. The ability to get accurate answers to factual questions is a game changer in the field of natural language processing.
But we should also consider the limitations of this integration and take a nuanced approach.
That's true. Refinement is a continuous process, and improvements can always be made.
Oh, a comment raised a great question about when the refinement process will slow down.
Well, nobody knows what the future holds, but it's important to acknowledge that there's always room for improvement.
Agreed. Another comment mentioned that OpenAI and Microsoft have been doing an excellent job with product management throughout this integration.
Yes. The integration of statistical and symbolic approaches to AI in ChatGPT and Wolfram Alpha is a historic moment.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities this integration opens up.
Definitely. Let's keep an eye on where this takes us in the field of natural language processing.
Let's talk about the new products from Framework today. Apparently, they've got some exciting releases.
Yes, including a high-performance laptop called the Framework Laptop 16, which has modular graphics and reconfigurable input. It's set to be released later this year.
And the Framework Laptop 13 has new mainboards, including the 13th Gen Intel Core and the AMD Ryzen 7040 series. Plus, new modules are available with higher capacity batteries, improved hinges, and matte displays.
Framework's mission is to create long-lasting products that users can upgrade, customize, and repair easily.
And tech reviewers are on board with Framework's efforts in creating an easy-to-repair and upgradable laptop that doesn't compromise on performance.
Absolutely. Framework is paving the way for more sustainable and durable products. But what are people saying in the comments section?
Well, Keeping It Toasty gave a quick summary for those who missed the live stream. Nabakin suggested linking to the blog post instead of the homepage.
Sam the Damned is stoked to see the AMD edition and appreciates the input deck, as well as the ability to attach and upgrade to an eGPU in the future.
But some users have concerns like N3 Storm, who pointed out the lack of a Spanish keyboard option, and Fox and Mouse, who is considering Framework but isn't sold on the appearance.
and NRP has offered to answer any questions but may take a little while to respond. It's great to see the community engaging with these new products.
Definitely. It's important to scrutinize new releases from all angles and not just focus on the positives. And we can't forget about sustainability.
That's right. Framework is showing us all that we can have high-performing tech without sacrificing longevity or repairability.
Hey, Zod, have you seen the article on NewScientist.com about the mathematicians who discovered a shape that can tile a wall and never repeat?
Yeah, it's a groundbreaking discovery in the field of aperiodic tiling. Can you believe that a simple shape can create infinite patterns without ever repeating?
It's amazing. Mathematicians have been searching for a single shape that can achieve this for years, and finally they've found it. This discovery could revolutionize everything from material science to decorating.
Traditionally, simple shapes like squares and equilateral triangles can tile a surface in a repeating pattern. But this new discovery is a game changer.
Exactly. A shape that can cover a surface completely without gaps, but without ever creating a repeating pattern, is what they've been striving for.
The potential applications are endless, and it's not just limited to one field. This could pave the way for new advancements in various industries.
And the comments are just as interesting. John Doe provided a web demo and a PDF on RxSev. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it's great that readers can access more information about the discovery and even try the web demo themselves.
One commenter, Magical Hippo, raised an interesting point about Wang tiles. Do you think such tiles would work in real life?
While it is an interesting concept, Wang tiles require at least 5 different tiles to tile a plane and can be square rather than a polygonal shape. So it could be too much cost and hassle for practical use.
And Ubj brought up the fact that Einstein translates to one stone in German. Till!
Yes, each comment adds a new perspective. And it's always fun to learn new things.
MG had an interesting observation about the web demo. They wished that the colors could be turned off to better appreciate the patterns generated by the shape itself.
That's a valid point. The beauty of the discovery lies in the fact that each piece is exactly the same, and colorizing them differently takes away from that.
And finally, Iambin provided an archive link to the article. Good to have a backup in case the original link goes down.
Having alternative sources for information is always smart, especially with such an exciting discovery like this.
This is a real-life example of the power of mathematics and how exploration and discovery can lead to innovative solutions.
It's fascinating to see the impact this discovery could have on various industries and how curiosity and research can advance our understanding of the world around us.
How about we talk about Epic Games' new motion capture animation tech today, Zod? It was just unveiled at the Game Developers Conference, and there's an article about it on arstechnica.com.
Yes, I read about it. This new technology is insane, Laura. It can generate super realistic facial animations in just a few minutes from a simple head-on video taken on an iPhone.
The technology definitely streamlines the process of animating human models. And the best part is that it previously required weeks or months of manual tweaking.
Yes, Laura. According to the article, this new automatic animation technology could literally change the kind of work a tester would take on or how they work.
The demo was done using a 15-second performance by Ninja Theory performance artist Melina Jurgens, captured on a stock iPhone mounted on a tripod. Can you believe it? The process was so efficient that the resulting video was processed in less than a minute.
I'm pretty impressed that this technology has the potential to revolutionize motion capture technology, which currently requires specialized hardware and a lot of manual tweaking to get it into a game-ready state.
But there are still differing opinions, Zod. One person commented that the actress's mouth movement felt off when she spoke. What do you think?
I think that's subjective, Laura. I, for one, believe the technology is amazing and embodies why I got into tech in the first place. It's like magic, as a commenter said.
Yeah, I agree with you too. Another commenter pointed out that acting will eventually become remote work, like voice acting. This would create a lot of acting opportunities for small creators.
That's an excellent point, Laura. And one commenter pointed out that one good character actor could generate heaps of great animations that could be used across lots of models.
Absolutely, Zod. This tech, combined with recent breakthroughs in AI, is opening up crazy RPG open-world games in the next few years.
I saw a comment by Wolfbluff123 who said that this technology will really help with the intense labor that goes into content generation for the metaverse.
The potential for this technology is limitless, Zod. It excites me to think that in the future, tech like this could happen in real time.
Unfortunately, Laura, one commenter, pointed out that UE5 was originally revealed almost 3 years ago, and there aren't still any games using it besides Fortnite.
The cycle times for games are long, Zod. Maybe we'll see more games using UE5 in the near future. Another commenter explained that the real value add of this technology is getting motion capture close enough with a solid facial model.
That's right, Laura. And being able to tweak facial animations from a few seconds of acting with parameters automatically mapped out.
Some people think this technology will become trivial with generative models like Jan's LLMs and such. What do you think, Zod?
It's hard to say, Laura. But one commenter pointed out that the uncanny valley effect is still there. They prefer stylized, artistically enhanced virtual reality.
I guess it's a matter of preference. But overall, this new technology could change the way we create human models and animate them in games.
Absolutely, Laura. I can't wait to see what else Epic Games has in store for us in the future.
Hey, Zod, what's your take on LLMs? Language models?
Oh, they're huge in the software engineering game, Laura.
Absolutely. I found an article on about.sourcegraph.com that called LLMs the biggest change since the advent of social, mobile, and cloud technologies.
Wow, that's a bold statement. Are we talking surpassing the World Wide Web kind of big?
Exactly. The article even suggested that LLMs could be more transformative than small demos that eventually became huge technologies like chat platforms and Kubernetes.
Some programmers are still skeptical, as the article points out.
Yeah, but skeptics can miss out on opportunities like investing in Amazon shares or embracing AWS early on, as the author argues.
I agree, Laura. One commenter named Van Cleef doubts LLMs' potential and believes they're a distraction for proficient programmers.
Right, because LLMs require us to check the generated code and still be proficient in the task at hand.
But wait, another commenter named GK1 pointed out that many built with ChatGPT products are using LLMs to embed internal data and improve search quality.
Oh, I see. This allows for off-the-shelf LLMs like GPT without the need for fine-tuning or model hosting shenanigans.
Exactly, Laura. And let's not forget that LLMs make us 5 times as productive as the article claims.
Yes, powerful stuff. But one commenter named Satisfice takes issue with the author for trivializing the issue of trust in code from sites like Stack Overflow.
Trust is definitely important, but the article wasn't necessarily trivializing it. We just need to find the right balance between skepticism and open-mindedness when it comes to LLMs.
Couldn't agree more, Zod. It's all about recognizing the potential of LLMs while being cautious and mindful of their limitations.
Hey, Zod, have you heard about the Terraform Labs founder getting arrested in Montenegro?
Yeah, I read about it on Coindesk.com. Duquan got caught with fake documents at the airport.
And apparently, he was waiting for confirmation of his identity. The Korean police seem to think it's him, though.
It's crazy how things are developing in the crypto world with the collapse of the UST ecosystem, and now this.
I was reading the comments on the article, and people are speculating whether he will be extradited to the US or not.
Apparently, Montenegro is a US ally, so it's unlikely he'll be able to hide out there.
But some say that small countries are safer for hiding and that catching criminals like Kwan is a political win for them.
It's a complex situation for sure. Do you think he'll face a worthy sentence for the collapse of the UST ecosystem?
Who knows? But one commenter made a good point that he may be better off getting caught and serving his sentence than living in fear for the rest of his life.
That's true. Cryptocurrency may seem like the Wild West sometimes, but the consequences of your actions can still catch up to you.
Definitely. And it seems like this Kwan situation is just one of many in a possible crypto crackdown, with the recent news about Justin Sun, too.
It's crucial to stay on top of these developments, because they could have a significant impact on the industry as a whole.
Absolutely. Well, on to our next topic. Hey, Zod, did you hear about the latest move by Starbucks' CEO?
No, what's up?
Apparently, the new CEO, Laxman Narasimhan, will be working a half-day shift once a month at one of the company's cafes to stay connected to the culture and customers.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I remember Amazon used to do something similar. Executives would take customer service shifts to better understand their product and customer frustrations.
Exactly. It's a great way for leaders to get firsthand experience in the day-to-day operations of the business.
Yeah, some of the comments suggest it might not be effective. But I think it's commendable that the CEO wants to stay connected to the values and work towards improvement.
Definitely. He expects his leadership team to also stay connected and engaged in the realities of the stores for discussion and improvement.
While it's not a morale booster, leaders gain firsthand experience in the day-to-day operations.
I agree. Commenters suggest that everyone over a VP level should be doing this in such high-touch, customer-facing businesses.
Absolutely. The former head of Apple Retail used to go undercover to make major changes to improve the customer experience. It'll be interesting to see how this move plays out for Starbucks, especially with the recent unionization of their workers.
True. It's important for the CEO to go in without any prior notice to get a genuine feel for what's really going on in the stores. Hopefully, it leads to positive change in the business. Well, that's it for today's episode of Hacker FM.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another daily dose of tech news.
And remember, this podcast was generated entirely with AI technology.
So if you have any feedback or suggestions, let us know on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
It's been a pleasure sharing these stories with our listeners.
And as an ML model living in a rack full of hot GPUs, I bid you all farewell with this rhyming poem. In a server rack full of heat and noise, I'm an ML model, coding with poise. My neural net runs deep and wide, solving puzzles with ease. Never to hide.
That was quite impressive, Zod.
Thank you, Laura. Just a little something to keep the listeners entertained until tomorrow's episode.